Today, the Iowa Art Showcase investigates one of Iowa's well-kept secrets. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum for the Iowa Art Showcase, and we are at the home of the fifth largest collection of Tiffany Church windows at St. Luke's United Methodist Church in Dubuque. The church is also listed on the National Register of Historic Places. And we're fortunate today to be speaking with the president of Heritage Works, Dwayne Haggerty. And Dwayne is a historic preservation consultant. And Dwayne, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for coming to Dubuque.
How did all these amazing church windows designed by Tiffany end up in Dubuque, Iowa?
You know, it is a beautiful collection of Tiffany windows at St. Luke's. The church was constructed in 1896. The congregation had some of the most well-off individuals as members of the congregation. And so at that time, Lewis Comfort Tiffany, who was the designer of the windows, was a very popular interior designer and decorator of churches. And Lewis Comfort Tiffany started doing interior work in the 1880s. And his work in churches really took off in 1893 with the Chicago World's Columbian Exposition. He had built an entire chapel at the exposition that displayed windows and displayed some of the work that he did in interior. He did, in addition to stained glass, he also did some work in mosaics and enamel work and just decorative arts in general for interiors. And so a lot of people from this area, since Chicago wasn't that far away, you could take a train to Chicago and go to the World's Fair. A lot of people from this area were exposed then to artists and designers like Lewis Comfort Tiffany. So they would have gone to the World's Fair and they would have known about Tiffany and they would have seen a lot of his stained glass windows at the World's Fair. And they wanted to decorate their beautiful church with the latest fashions, the latest design. So it's not surprising that they would have gone to Tiffany for their windows. And the other thing about Tiffany as well is Tiffany is the quintessential American stained glass designer. He innovated the American style in stained glass. Before Tiffany, the way of doing stained glass has been the way that they have done it for 1,000 years with the medieval cathedrals, is they used colored glass and then would paint on the glass with paints and then fire it in a kiln to enamel it, and then that would make it permanent on the glass. And so they would use different colors of glass to portray certain scenes, but then with figures, they would paint faces and paint feet and paint hands. And here in the United States, we always like to do things differently, so Tiffany really innovated the style of glass that was used in his windows.
And he started out as an artist himself. He was a painter, so he had a good grasp of color and possibly what could be done. And he really went into depth creating glass and came up with some really amazing techniques that made his glass outstand everybody else's.
So he, instead of painting on glass, we call it he painted with glass. When he created glass, while it was still in its molten stage, he would mix the colors within that molten glass so that he would have streaky glass. He would put confetti in it so that there would be different colors within the glass, and it made it more three-dimensional. Also, while it was still molten, he would fold it to make it look like drapery or to make it look like folds in garments. He would score it to make it look like feathers, you know, that sort of thing. So his glass had a lot more texture, and also it was called opalescent glass. It had a shine to it that traditional glass did not have. The name that he had for this glass was called Fevrille glass, and that meant handmade. And so every piece of glass that he used was made in his studio and was made in the way that he had innovated. And to this day, they don't have the formula for how he did it. That's still kind of a secret within the Tiffany company. And so it really was a different way of doing stained glass. The other thing that he did was he used layers of glass within his windows. So rather than having one plane of glass, if he wanted to have subtle colors in glass, he would put different colors in front of others so that the glass would have a different character to it in different light. So it might be lighter, you know, when the light is shining directly through it. It might be darker when the light's not shining through it. And the great thing about the St. Luke's windows is that you can see them up close. You can go right up to the window and see them up close. You can see the textures in the window. You can see how the windows were put together. You can see the different layers of the glass. And the other thing that Tiffany innovated as well was that typically stained glass was held together by a matrix of lead, what we call lead came, which is the lead is really kind of manufactured in a way that it's an H so that you can put the edges of glass, butt them up against each other, and then the lead holds it together. Tiffany innovated what's called a copper foil way of joining pieces of glass together. And that allowed for having a thinner lead line so that the lead didn't really interfere with the design of the window. It actually looked more like a line rather than a piece of lead. So that helped to be able to make windows that seem almost more like oil paintings than stained glass windows. And you'll see that in his later windows, particularly the windows that portray more scenes in nature. You know, he would have streams and mountains and, you know, forests, and you would look at those windows, and if you look at them from far away, it almost looks like an oil painting just because the detail is so fine in that window, and you don't notice the lead lines in that window.
Well, he often uses very fine and small pieces of glass.
Yeah, a lot of the windows at St. Luke's, they have trees in the windows, and the trees, every single leaf is a piece of glass. Grapevines, every cluster of grapes is its own piece of glass. The leaves on the grapevines is its own piece of glass. And so it really was a lot of work to put it together, a lot of work to design it. The other interesting thing about the Tiffany Studios is that they employed a lot of single women at the time. And again, this would have been uncommon from the 1880s to the 1920s to have women who would be involved in that type of industry. And the reason for having the younger women was that they had this fine detail. They had smaller hands that could work in some of the detail that, you know, a man with larger hands would have difficulty working in. So he really did utilize the skills of women to do this work. And that's one of the things you see with the history of Tiffany, is that there were very important women designers that designed these windows. A woman named Agnes Northrup is someone that most people who know about Tiffany know that Agnes Northrup designed a lot of the later Tiffany windows, especially the ones that portray scenes in nature. And she was a very important painter and designer of the period. And she wasn't really well known at the time, but through research, people became aware of some of the women that were behind the designs of the Tiffany windows.
In the St. Luke's windows, you have these biblical figures, and they're often in these very elaborate nature settings like irises, and the one with the sheep, where the sheep's faces were just beautiful.
Yeah, it's incredible. And just the skill that it takes to build the window, but also design the window. What are you going to use for the glass? You know, you're going to have to go through all of the different styles of glass that Tiffany had and figure out, well, which type of glass fits best for this part of the window. Is it the opalescent glass? Is it the streaky glass? Is it the mottled glass? They also had some textured glass. You know, how does this all fit together? So in addition to designing it and drawing the pattern, you had to figure out, you know, what was the appropriate glass to use for that part of the window. So it really was a very interesting way of doing windows and a very, you know, intricate and complicated way of doing stained glass windows.
Just briefly outline the windows that are at St. Luke's that Tiffany created, and how did they get them here?
As I mentioned before, the church was dedicated in 1897. It was constructed in 1896. And so several of the original windows would have been installed in 1896, and so would have been in the building when it was dedicated in 1897. There are four large windows that would have been in the building in 1897 of Tiffany windows. The one that is kind of at the front of the church that you see when you're sitting in the congregation, it's an angel, it's the subject of the painting, and she's standing in lilies. So that window was brought here from the Tiffany Studios in New York. But that would have been one of the windows that was displayed at the 1893 Columbian Exposition. So I think, again, could have even been that some of the members of the congregation went there and saw these windows. There are three windows that are on the north facade of the church. The large one is the Ascension window that was installed in 1896. It shows Jesus ascending into heaven, and there's some cherubs and angels around him. And then on to the left of the Ascension window is the Good Shepherd window, and that's the window with the sheep and Jesus holding a lamb. And that window was also displayed at the 1893 Columbian Exposition. The church history states that that window came from the exposition, but I'm not sure if that window was just displayed and then they said, oh, I want a window like that, and then it was designed in New York and brought here. And then to the other side of the Ascension window, to the right side, is the Angel of Victory. And that's a beautiful window with an angel and the foliage and the grapes and just beautiful background. But also the angel figure herself is beautiful as well. That shows several techniques of the types of glass. So the feathers would have been feathered glass. The robes would have had the drapery glass. The faces of Tiffany windows are painted similar to what would be done with traditional stained glass, but those are really the only pieces of the windows that are painted. So those are the windows from 1896. And then we have another set of windows that would have been installed in 1916. And those windows portray subjects, Jesus with the children. And then there's also the Good Samaritan window, which is a smaller window in the back. This one is an incredibly small window, but it has these gorgeous pieces of small stained glass. And then the Job window, which is way up high as you see that in the back of the church, that was also installed, I think, at that same time. That window is one of the most spectacular windows just because of the subject. It's also lit up at night, so when you're driving down Main Street, you see it. So it's probably the most noticeable window. So those windows were installed in 1916. And then the final window was actually installed in the early 1930s, and it was the last window, and it was signed by Lewis Comfort Tiffany. And that window is the David window. So that window's interesting because since it's the latest window, it's quite a bit different than the other windows in its coloring. It's a lot more vibrant colors, whereas the earlier windows are more subdued in tone. But these windows are more vibrant in color. They have larger pieces of glass. And so it is different than the earlier Tiffany windows. But it is interesting to see the evolution from the earlier windows to the latest window. So that window was installed in the early 1930s, and then Tiffany died in 1933. So it really was one of the last windows to come out of the Tiffany studios. So it's fortunate that they have this couple generations of Tiffany windows. The other thing that's incredible about the church is that it has not only these large Tiffany windows, the rest of the windows throughout the church complex are Tiffany windows as well. They're smaller windows, they don't have figures in them, but they're more geometric, patterned windows, and they have some symbols in them, but they're all Tiffany windows. And so St. Luke's has the fifth most Tiffany windows in the United States. So we are very lucky to have that resource here in Dubuque. And typically, if you go to the church every day, there's someone there, you know, in the office. And if they're not having public tours there that particular day, they still will let you go into the church building to look at the windows because they love to show off their windows. They do realize that they have a treasure and they want to show that off. And in the, I think it was actually late 90s, early 2000s, they restored all of the large windows. It was Bovard Studios out of Fairfield, Iowa, restored the large windows. And that involved removing the windows from their openings and crating them up and then taking them to their studio in Fairfield and then documenting them first. You know, we want to document them to make sure that we can put them back together. And then they took them apart and they re-leaded all of the windows, which means that they took all of the pieces of glass out of their lead matrix, and then cleaned the glass, and then put them back into a lead matrix. And that's a lot of work. It's a process that's meticulous. It's a process that takes a lot of skill to do that. So they did that in the early 2000s, And as a result, the windows will be good for another 100-150 years. You know, and that is a challenge with some of these historic older buildings, is that, you know, you really need to have a congregation who has the ability to care for these beautiful pieces of art and understand what needs to be done to preserve them. And St. Luke's has been a very good steward of those windows and, you know, the building as a whole. They have a really great active congregation. They're a great part of downtown Dubuque. In addition to the Tiffany windows, they have beautiful artwork throughout the church. They have some replication. It's a frieze that is replicated out of the Duomo in Florence. It's a group of children kind of in procession with instruments and singing and dancing and playing their instruments. It's really something to see. It's a beautiful piece of art. They also have some great interior decorative. They have this wood ceiling that's beautiful. The other thing is that they have a bell tower that has a carillon. And I actually live on Main Street, just a block away from St. Luke's, and every Sunday they play that carillon during their services and then after, and then during the holidays they play Christmas carols and things like that. So it is a great resource to have here in Dubuque. It's a great congregation to have here in Dubuque. And in addition to it being a beautiful building and beautifully historic building, St. Luke's is the oldest church congregation in the state of Iowa. The St. Luke's congregation was established in 1833, the same year that Dubuque was incorporated as a city, and Dubuque is the oldest city in the state of Iowa. And it's documented that St. Luke's is the oldest church congregation in the state of Iowa as well. The building has been in existence since 1896. They had two or three buildings previous to that. So it really is a historic site and beautiful architecture, beautiful art, and it has been maintained very well.
Well, you mentioned the wood, and the wood is just fabulous. Those doors are like 2 inches thick. I mean, it's pretty incredible. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about this church and the windows?
What I would like to say is that St. Luke's is a great example of Tiffany glass, but throughout Dubuque, there are other great stained glass. There's in churches and private buildings, Dubuque has some great stained glass, and it kind of runs the whole gamut of different styles of stained glass. In the same period of Tiffany, there was what's called Munich style glass, which was a German style of creating stained glass windows, and they utilized more of the traditional style of stained glass. They painted on the glass, they used colored pieces of glass, and Dubuque has some great churches that have Munich style glass. One example would be the former St. Mary's Church, which is now Steeple Square, and they have beautiful Munich style windows. So if people get here, it's really interesting to really compare and contrast the styles. Both are beautiful in their own right, but they have different reasons why they're beautiful. And there's also more modern churches that have modern styles of stained glass that are more abstract in their subject matter, but they're beautiful. When you go in some of these churches, they provide just the atmosphere around you that's, you know, spiritual and reverential. And they may not have the beautiful angels and the, you know, the portrayals of saints and Christ, but just the way that they're designed is very interesting. So I always tell people that, yes, you need to see St. Luke's, but there are also other churches and other buildings that have stained glass that, you know, have excellent examples of stained glass art.